Subordinate financing instruments. Subordinate finance instruments are used in real estate transactions for a variety of purposes. These instruments may fill a vital role in a transaction, but remain secondary to the primary finance instrument, such as a conventional mortgage loan. For example, a buyer may need assistance with a cash down payment. This assistance is often given in the form of a purchase money loan from the seller, referred to as a carryback loan, as the seller is carrying back a portion of the sales price of the property, which becomes subordinate to the primary instrument, the mortgage loan. Another example is the use of these instruments by developers to complete and pay for various improvements to a development, such as roads, streetlights, or neighborhood clubhouses. Interest rates on subordinate instruments are typically much higher than the market rates for primary instruments due to increased risk on the part of the lender. Despite this, most loan originators participate in the subordinate market and even sell subordinate securities on the secondary market in the same manner as primary finance instruments. Second and third mortgages. A second mortgage, or second deed of trust, is an instrument subordinate to the primary mortgage. These subordinate instruments are typically used to generate funds for the borrower. Requirements for second mortgages are typically far higher than for a first mortgage because the subordinate line holder's level of risk is higher, since loans occupying the first line position will be repaid first in the event of a default on the first mortgage. A default of this nature could even lead to a subordinate line holder receiving no funds after the first line holder is repaid out of foreclosure sale funds. Third mortgages are very rare and typically only used for small amounts of funds, as their level of risk is even higher than that of second mortgages. Clauses. Clauses may be used in subordinate finance instruments to reduce the liability of the subordinate lien holder versus the first lien holder's liability. This reduction of liability may come in the form of various clauses, including lifting clause, a clause that gives the borrower the ability to replace the primary instrument with another without affecting the subordinate instrument's position. An example would be the refinance of an existing first lien note on a property with a second mortgage. The refinance would not change the priority of the liens, even though the refinanced first mortgage would be dated after the recording of the second. Cross-defaulting clause. A clause that states that in the event of borrower default on the primary instrument, the secondary instrument automatically defaults. This protects a subordinate lien holder by allowing him or her to foreclose a property if the first lien went into default, even if the subordinate lien was not in default. Pledging equity. In many cases, the equity a borrower has built up over time or through increases in property value may be used to obtain a subordinate finance instrument, using the property itself as collateral. These equity loans are usually repaid by refinancing the primary mortgage, which is structured in such a way as to pay off all debts associated with the property. One of the most common uses of this type of activity is for the construction of improvements to the property, as they are less risky due to the additional value added by their completion.